the mentality on the left is a loser mentality. It's
yes.
always been a loser mentality. It always will be a loser mentality.
Because right? they want it where, again, they use the buzzwords of equity.
Yeah.
No, it means you're going to be equally piss poor.
That's right. Mike Lomas, Ron Reinstein, and for Glenn Wiggle, he'll be back on Saturday, I think. He's out hunting. It's hunting season right now. So hopefully he catches us. Catches us? Shoots something? So,
puts one in Bambi?
Yeah. We get to have the fruits of his labor. So we get to
those venison dogs are good.
They're very good.
Venison dogs, the beef jerky that he makes, the jerky with cheese. Yeah, it's all good. So hopefully he'll be back Saturday, and hopefully he'll have one. So you and I don't have to sit in the tree stand, but we still get to eat it. That's good. Ann, please. Ann's like yelling at me. Move
over. Directing traffic.
Move over. She's always yelling at me. Ron, what do we got today? I have nothing. Nothing.
I mean, the news changes so fast, or comes at us so fast and furious. I mean, we can start off with New York State and, you know, Governor Botox talking about the censorship on social media and watching what people are posting.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
That is crazy to think that that's where New York State is, by the way. These left-wing lunatics are so crazy that now they're policing what you're going to put online. And I assure you, as in the attorney general right now, it won't be the Democrats that are rounding up.
And the thing is, though, too, is that you see the digital censorship. And then you have Nikki Haley campaign. They got the exact same thing too. We need to know who's saying this stuff. Why? Is it? But again, the words that Hochul used of, you know, safe, and that you don't have to have fear, and you can practice your religion and not be ostracized, not to be victimized. But yet,
That's what they're doing.
But I know, but if you're a Christian or a Catholic, that doesn't apply to you.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
If you're a Republican, doesn't apply.
Doesn't apply to you.
No.
But that's, again, like as you said, and even with people that are state police that I happen to know, I go, you start knocking on doors, this is the shit that's going to get you shot at.
Yeah. Well, and that's the stuff every single day.
Every single day,
more of a reason to leave New York State. Right?
We were just talking about that this morning. We still have, again, them appealing their quarantine camp.
Yeah. I was watching the Trump. Did you see Trump Jr. come out yesterday?
I didn't see his court. I think
it was just so spot on. It was like, how dare you? We've got a good business here.
Mm-hmm.
We feed all kinds of people, right? They employ thousands of people in New York State.
Yep.
And the mission is to destroy their business. That's what it is. It's not about freedom, just all this crap that they say. It's about destroying their lives, destroying their business, so they don't want to run again in 2024.
That's what the communists do. Mm-hmm. It's that hive mind where they will go after you, just like you said, because you say something different.
Right.
You go against the party line.
Yeah.
And that we're going to come after you. Yep. We're going to make your life hell.
Her whole agenda, the scumbag Letitia James, was that's the platform she ran on, which is I'm going to get Trump in trouble. I don't care what I need to do, what I need to make up. If you elect me, I will go after him for something. Never, I don't know what it is yet, but I'm going to do that.
Never mind that someone's getting their head banged off the subway.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And split wide open.
Record amount of crime right now, right? We got Buffalo. We got Rochester number one. Buffalo number two in car thefts, right? To your point, you can't ride on a subway. Nobody wants to go into the city. It's a shame because I always talk about this. When we started in the business, Glenn and I, we had to live in New York City for a little bit. You know, we did the whole Wall Street experience. We were with a company called Payne Weber. I would love nothing more than be able to go back for a weekend or a few days and show my kids, hey, here's where we stayed.
Yeah.
You know, take the boat across. We were in New Jersey, but we'd take the ferry. Across.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that. I'm not going to put my kids in harm's way. And it's sad. It's sad. They've destroyed one of the greatest places in the world, and they destroyed it. They've absolutely
destroyed it. They don't give a shit.
They don't.
It's all about, again, appealing to the lowest common denominator.
Yep.
And as a result, they use the buzzwords of safety.
Yeah.
Those that do it right, who gives a shit? You're unsafe. We don't care.
Yeah.
But again, here's the gangbangers. Yeah, whatever.
Yep.
You know, what do you want?
Yep.
And it's the same thing with the southern border.
Yeah.
You come across the southern border. Here comes the red carpet.
Right.
You're struggling right now to pay your bills.
Yep.
They don't give a shit.
No, they don't care. They don't care. They say they do, but they don't.
No, they don't. No. And it's...
No. If they did, they would be redistributing their own money, right?
Oh, I mean, of course.
They're all worth billions of dollars, or hundreds of millions of dollars at least, right? They don't redistribute a penny.
They hide it under the guise of philanthropy.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their foundation.
Yeah.
The Gates Foundation, Bloomberg, Bezos. And it's like, no, you're just hiding your shit because you don't want to pay taxes. That's all it is.
That's right.
Again, you're going to talk to us about like, oh, the planet's going to self-destruct. And it's every 5 years.
Yep.
And I think I just saw the other day that when Greta Thunberg, another Rothschild, you know, offspring, was saying when she made that declaration, it's like, yeah, everything seems okay.
Yep.
Everything seems a-okay.
Yep. It's amazing how if you look at the water, they've been talking about the water levels for years, right? Mm-hmm. Water levels. It's going to rise. It's going to take over everything.
Yeah.
It is exactly the same. Exactly. Over the last 100 years, it has not changed even by an inch. Not even by an inch.
No.
You look at some of the structures, you know, that are in the water, and you take pictures 100 years ago, they're exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Not a bit of change.
And then sticking with New York State as a theme, New York State regents are now saying 50 is a passing grade.
50. Yeah.
That's awesome. That means I passed chemistry in my junior year of high school on the exam because I think I got like a 52 on it.
You can basically guess your way through now.
But again, you have the teachers unions that know more about educating than we do as it comes to our kids.
Right.
And yet they're beholden to their masters of the union.
Yep.
And this is the result. And this is also what our tax dollars go to is substandard test scores. Not even substandard. You're failed.
Failed.
50.
Yep.
And kids had just even seeing how they teach my daughter subtraction. I was sitting in the car doing her homework because this is during swim season. It was a week ago. Yeah, it was last week. And I was getting frustrated.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and I'm just like thinking, all right, I just said to my daughter, I go, you know what? Just start using your hands.
Yeah.
And I said to her, I go, you know what? Your dad uses his hands, especially if I'm here late at night sometimes.
Yeah.
And you know how it is. You meet with a lot of people. You're talking, you're going, just all the above. And sometimes 6 at night, I'm breaking out the digits for adding and subtracting as we're talking about some values.
Results should matter.
They need to matter. Right. That's all it is.
Doesn't matter how you get there. Just get the results, right? To your point about Common Core, they've made it so weird to try to get the answer we've already had, right?
Yeah.
4 - 2 = 2, right?
Correct.
And you don't need to rethink how that gets done.
You don't need to shade boxes.
You need, to teach it, though.
No, they don't. And just even the one of the answers there, too, with the problem, she had it right. And I said, but looking at the example... You're wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a lot to, you know, say to a, you know, again, like a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
It's like you thought it through, you got it right, but what they want you to do is absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely insane.
Nah, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The mentality on the left is a loser mentality. It's always been a loser mentality. It always will be a loser mentality.
Because they want it where, again, they use the buzzwords of equity.
Yeah.
No, it means you're going to be equally piss poor.
That's right. And equally dumb.
Yeah, and equally dumb.
Yeah.
But don't worry.
Okay if everybody has a 50. We just don't want – it's not fair because this person might have 100 and you have a 50.
But don't worry. We got Big Brother to come take care of you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll take care of you. They'll give you a job. They'll get you the money you need, and you'll be okay. You'll be all set. Here's your Democrat voting card, by the way.
But that's the thing, though. What they're doing now is – well, you saw how much, you know, you've heard about how your grandparents struggled and you see how much your parents are struggling, but don't worry, we'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Yep. They're not.
No, they never do.
They're going to keep you poor.
The big government always has been a miserable failure. That's what's so amazing about it. You know, I was at a wedding last week. I was talking to my cousin, David, and he goes, don't worry, Mike. Socialism has always worked out in other places. And we're laughing because, I mean, how many times do you need an example of failure for somebody to wake up and go, this didn't work.
But they remember, this time it'll be different.
Yeah.
That's all they're going to say.
It's Democrat socialism this time.
And look, the results are there. Again, back to that word, the results, it doesn't work.
Yep.
And no matter how much they want to spin it, nothing's ever going to be equitable. No,
and you know, when you look at the cities that they're in charge of now, holy crap. I mean, talk about miserable failures. I mean, they have destroyed some of the greatest economic machines in the world.
Yes.
Right? You think about New York City, or you think about Philly, or you think about Chicago. These were economic engines, mm-hmm. and they've absolutely freaking destroyed.
Well, the Chicago Board of Exchange is talking about leaving because the floor brokers are like, we're unsafe.
Right. Right.
I don't feel like getting shanked on my way into the work to go trade commodity futures.
Right. But they'll be down in Florida. But they'll be in Palm Beach.
That's exactly it. They're going to be down in Florida. They're going to be in Texas. Hell, they may even move to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Charlotte. Charlotte's becoming a very big financial hub, too.
Yeah, if you don't have safety, you don't have anything.
No.
We've said that forever. You can talk about tax policy, all this stuff. If you don't have safety, you have nothing. You can have a little bit higher taxes if you have a safe environment. But, I mean, of course, you look at Florida, they've got both, right?
Yeah.
90-year low in Miami when it comes to crime, 50-year low across the country or across the state when it comes mm-hmm. to crime. And they've got no taxes. So the win-win.
And the weather.
Yeah. Yeah. Even the weather, though. I don't know. Like, it's funny because the older I get, I used to think I would always want to live in 90-degree weather. And now spending a lot of time down there, it is nice to come back here to Buffalo. And, you know, when it's mm-hmm. 40, 50 degrees, 60 degrees, I don't like the zero stuff. I can't stand that. But the 50s, I'm good with. So I'm not buying the weather thing. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, for a long time, Florida survived as, you know, the snowbirds, right?
Yeah.
And I've got a client down there, a good friend of mine, who owns a bunch of pizzerias. Now his business is 12 months a year, 24/7, because so many people have moved down there. But years ago, he made a great living. And he would say, Mike, you know, I survive January, February, March. That's where I make my money. And the rest of the year, I do a little bit. I do okay. You know, it's there to survive. But the other months, that's where I kick butt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would always think, boy, it's so sad that, you know, Buffalo's not a May, June, July, August month, you know, or a June, July, August, September month. I think our Septembers are beautiful. It's a shame. Like, this area should be cranking, you know, and so many people should be thinking, you know what? I grew up in Palm Beach, Florida. I don't like the summers. It's too hot. It's too muggy. I want to go up to Buffalo just for 4 months, right?
Yeah.
And those 4 months should be such an attractive venue to make all kinds of extra money for some of these places. Nobody thinks like that. Nobody. There's not one person that was born in Palm Beach, Florida that says, I can't wait to spend my summers up in Buffalo. And that's a shame. It's a shame.
Well, speaking of Buffalo, we just had an election, and now you've got the comptroller saying, yeah, our fiscal future doesn't look too good.
Yeah,
Lego. So what transpired over the last week? Do tell.
Lego Hair missed it, right?
Yeah, Lego Hair must have missed that on his game notes but that's even, you know, the IRS is saying too.
Yeah.
Federal tax receipts have dropped and really over almost the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And now the city of Buffalo is acknowledging the same thing. They're like, yeah, our tax revenues are not going up.
There will be a full blown out bankruptcy when it comes to New York State and some of the cities. And there's never been a state bankruptcy, mm-hmm. but there will be. It'll be New York State. It'll be California. It'll be Illinois. Everything that the Democrats have basically been in charge of for the last 30 years will go bankrupt. Now, they're going to blame other stuff. They'll blame COVID.
Of course.
They'll blame, you know, whatever. They're going to blame Donald Trump, I'm sure, right? I'm sure
a given.
I'm sure it'll happen when a Republican is president, so mm-hmm. they can blame that. But the fact of the matter is, it's just simple math. They're spending way too much money. And there's too many people leaving. And the people leaving are the ones paying the bills. They're not the left-wing Democrats that are on welfare. They're not leaving for better, you know, work positions. And they're going to suck off the system as long as they possibly can until it goes bankrupt.
But even
and it will.
I was just going to say, is we were walking to the arena last night for the game, which, by the way, was pathetic. But all the buildings that are dilapidated, how long have they been falling apart?
Oh, decades.
Yeah, decades.
Decades.
And you look at the city and you're just like, okay, what's coming here? What is getting built here?
Yeah.
And it's not, again, this solar city isn't some economic hub of growth and prosperity. You've got a third of the building that's still not even being used.
How about that? I mean, isn't that unreal? What did they spend? $1 billion.
And the lease payment that New York State gets is $1 a year.
$1. And they've set up so many shell companies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the promise was that they're going to create whatever.
These jobs.
40,000 jobs.
Nothing. They
didn't, not even close to that. There's a few hundred jobs down there, if we're lucky.
Yeah. Right?
And there's no recourse because they've rented it out to this company, which rented it out to that company, which rented it out to that company. Of course, so the taxpayers don't hold anybody accountable, right? I mean, that project alone, everybody should have been fired. You know, Kathy Hochul, Higgins, everybody should.
And we had so many outs on that deal too.
They're still looking at him as a star. Brian Higgins, he's a star. He's going down to Shays. Yeah, he's a superstar because he brought back the waterfront. I mean, what a joke!
What bringing back the waterfront is okay. Great point. And this is to tee it up in perspective. Going up to Toronto, and I haven't gone up there in a couple of years, but every time you go up there, you go down the Garden Higher, it's always the outward push from the city because it just keeps growing and growing and growing.
Yeah.
And it's inward facing where people are going down to Toronto, they're to shop, to eat, businesses, all the above.
Yeah.
Then you look at Erie County and you look at Buffalo, but it's the opposite where it's the outward push where everything went to the suburbs.
Yep.
Nothing's really, I would say nothing because people are like, whoa, there's this new restaurant that opened on Delaware. Cool. Got it. But in terms of an overall dynamic, everything's outward facing from the city.
Yep.
And then you have, again, like with the waterfront, like, you know, Higgins cleaned it up. Yeah. You cleaned up the toxic mess known as the Buffalo River. Congratulations.
Right. Right.
And you've got Riverworks.
With the amount of taxes we pay, that whole city should be, it should be dipped in gold.
Correct.
Should be dipped in gold.
Yeah. And then you have your LED light show on a grain silo that's, you know, again, falling apart.
Right.
And that's where people are like, oh, the waterfront's improved. No, it hasn't.
No, that's a joke.
You can't even build, God, what was this? Maybe 2015. Remember the developer that wanted to put the tower for, you know, condos? It was going to be mixed-use retail.
Yep.
Where the freezer cream building that's been empty for, I don't know, 25, 30, 40 years.
A rat-infested mess.
Yep. And nope, can't do it because we got to worry about the migration and the flight patterns and birds.
Right.
But then a quarter mile down the road, there's the windmills that are clipping birds at an unprecedented rate.
Whacking heads off one every 15 minutes. Yeah.
But this is, again, the mindset of this city. It's, they can't get out of their own way. And it's not even just the politicians. It's a lot of the people here. It's like, well, this is what it once was.
Well, they let it happen.
They let it happen again. But this is what it once was, which we can do again.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we got to hold on to every relic of what once was.
You have to have a conservative mindset of, okay, how do we make it more attractive for these businesses to come? You know, you look at not only the city of Buffalo, but Niagara Falls, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about 4 months. I mean, this Niagara Falls should be an absolute paradise. The summers should be unreal there. There should be so many people that are literally saying, okay, I grew up in Houston, Texas. I can't stand the summers. It's so muggy. It's so hot. We never get out. I want to have a condo in Niagara Falls. I want to have my boat down in Lewiston, or I want to have my boat down in, in the small boat harbor, and I want a condo overlooking the falls. That area should be so attractive. I mean, it's amazing to think of what they've, in a sense, pissed away.
Yes.
I mean, that's hard to do. When you look at the Canadians.
You look across that says exactly what I was going to say.
They're liberal left-wing nut jobs, and even they didn't screw up.
And Clifton Hill just keeps growing.
Yeah, but even they didn't screw that up.
No.
Yet. I mean, that's hard to do. Even if you're a liberal left-wing nut job, that's hard to screw up. And they did it. They did, and they're still doing it, right? It's constantly, every single year, same turnover. New Democrats come in. Their big government's going to be the answer, right? The casino was going to be the answer. I said from day one, I said I wasn't against the casino because we had a casino over in Canada. We were already fighting that demon. The demon was, well, these people are going to get addicted. They're already addicted. They're walking 15 minutes, 10 minutes over the border. We've got all the negatives. But I said from day one, if you don't take the money from that casino and use it directly to offset taxes, to make it more attractive, shovel-ready property there, right? They did nothing except piss it away and turn it into welfare. Mm-hmm. That's all they did. And the minute that happens, it makes it worse, not better, right? If they had said, okay, every single year, we're getting X amount of dollars from that casino, pick a number, $100 million, right? That $100 million, all it's going to do is be shovel-ready property. We're going to get rid of the crack houses. We're going to use it to clean up some of those neighborhoods. We're going to use it to offset taxes.
Yeah.
You know, tax-free if you build a condo or a building here. They couldn't be farther from that right now. I pissed it all away. And we're, first of all, giving most of it to Albany. Got to beg for it to get it back. It's a joke, an absolute joke.
They don't, again, you get rid of all the layers of bureaucracy with the government.
Yeah.
I think it's not just Buffalo. It's not just the Falls. Any area is going to thrive.
Yep.
Any area is going to thrive. Yep. But we can't. And that's why even if you look at the job numbers now over the last 3 years, which have been absolutely just abysmal, they suck.
Yep.
But the only thing that keeps going up coincidentally is government employees.
Yeah.
Again, more red tape, more regulations, more bureaucracy where
– No better time, by the way, than to get rid of that. I mean, we've had a shortage of labor in the private sector. No better time to cut the size of government and say, okay, we're going to go back to – smaller government. We can let these people back in the workforce. They can make more money. They can be prosperous. So, you know, we need them on the other side of the table. They'll wait until we don't need it anymore. And what we won't need is the labor. The AI technology is catching up to it. You look at the stock market, and the stock market's starting to do okay. And a lot of people are scratching their heads. And in my world, it's not a secret. I mean, what's happening now is the AI technology is catching up. It's filling that gap of labor that we can't hire.
Yeah.
Right. I went to Burger King 2 weeks ago, right on Transit Road, talking to a computer now. 100% the new system. There is nobody at that drive-through. It's a computer. And guess what? It was a great experience. I didn't hear what? I didn't hear you. Can you repeat that again? It was 100% crystal clear. I looked at my order, got my cup of coffee. Everything was good. Pulled around 100% perfect. And that's going to continue. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, I bought a cover for my race car trailer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so my race car trailer is 28 foot and the measurements were 24 to 28 foot or 28 to 32.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, boy, I really want it to be tight.
You want to be exact almost.
A lot of wind here. I'd rather have it tight. So I bought the 24 to 28. Well, wouldn't you know it? It was like an inch short, right? So it's a Sunday. I'm thinking, well, I Google the company. The company's out of Indiana. I'm like, there's no way they're going to be open, but I'll try. Of course, I call. Nobody there, right? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to email them because I know my life. And then Monday morning, I'm going to forget this.
Yeah.
So I email them. And literally, around within like 2 seconds, I got an email reply back. I sent an email. I said, hey, I'm sorry to send this, but I ordered 24 to 28. It looks like I needed the 28 to 32 foot cover. I just wondering if I can return it. What are my options? Right. Literally, I got an email right back. Now it was signed by Sally. I know Sally's not sitting there in Indiana on a Sunday, right? I'm thinking, well, okay, this is AI technology. So immediately get an email back and said, sorry to hear that. Is there any way you can take a picture of the box so we can verify what you have? And so right away, I've got my iPhone. I take a picture, and they showed me a sample of where they needed on the box, took a picture, sent it back. Immediately, I get a response back. It said, yep, you absolutely 100%. You have the one that's 24 to 28 foot. No problem. Please put it back in the package. In fact, we'll provide a label for you below. Mm-hmm. Print this label out, put it on the box, ship it back, and we'll send you the right one. And it's so funny because I know one part of my brain knows that this is AI technology.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of my brain was like, oh my God, thank you so much, Sally. You're the best, right?
Yeah.
It was the greatest experience. And you know what? I mean, here's what would have happened prior to AI. I would have sent an email. It probably gets lost. I don't get a response back.
Or 3 days later, you do.
Or 3 days later, right? And they don't understand what I'm trying to talk about, what I'm trying to do, right? But they don't send me a response back. By Tuesday or Wednesday, now I'm aggravated. I'm calling the company. I send you an email, blah, 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 blah. Done. And guess what? They didn't have to give the person smoke breaks. They didn't have to, you know, give them overtime. Done. And my experience was the best experience ever. I left there. I'm like, thank you so much, Sally. You're the best. Great. But it was a great experience, right? I sent it back. In fact, they sent me an email yesterday. This was Sunday, that it's on the way. You should have it within the next day or two. Okay, done. Done. That's where it's going.
It's efficient.
Yeah, that's where it's going. And there's a lot of people are going to say, well, that's terrible. We're going to lose some jobs. 100% we are going to lose some jobs. You know what it's also going to do? It's going to create some jobs. What do you mean? Well, I'll tell you what. If McDonald's can actually go to a robot system, then these franchise owners could probably actually build some more McDonald's.
Franchises.
That's right. Because they don't want to build anything right now. Nobody wants to expand.
No one wants to work.
Because they can't find labor. Telling you what, that's robotic. You'll see all kinds of McDonald's going up. Who are we going to hire? We're going to employ plumbers, electricians, real estate agents, attorneys, right? Everybody will get paid in the equation if you've got a little bit of qualifications. You just got to go back and just assert yourself just a little bit. Yeah. Right.
And that's, again, like back with the labor conundrum, meeting with clients, they've said the same thing where it's like, if you have a pulse,
yeah,
we're probably going to hire you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fingers crossed that you show up.
Yep.
But that's, you know, again, like this was ongoing prior to the Wuhan sniffle issue.
Yep.
Where again, getting people to work. And then this just exacerbated it where, all right, even if you were working, here's what did it boil down to? Like you made $50,000 off of the enhanced unemployment or to not work.
Yeah.
So why would people go back to work? Yep.
Still people, by the way, wearing face diapers. I saw some at the game last night.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw a couple as well.
I don't see any quality diapers though. You used to have the custom diapers and, I'm a Hero and all this stuff, or even Bill Sabres.
Now they're just, no, the face diaper. Well, the one I saw when we were at the game, he had a Sabres face diaper on. Yeah.
See, one not too far from me had a nice plain white one, the vanilla white, the out of the box. It's going to save your life one. You know, the real thin one.
Yeah,
you can still smell and actually get COVID through.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, science, science for the win. Because again, you're not going to cure stupidity.
Yeah,
and you still see people driving around with them, which is impressive.
Oh, that is impressive,
especially the ones that are alone.
You're taking being a mental midget to a whole new level. Yes. When you're driving around by yourself with a face diaper on.
But again, like it's these people. They're probably the mental preparation they have to do to probably leave the house.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine.
No, I know. It's exhausting.
It has to be exhausting where you're psyching yourself up.
You have to feel bad for them.
Yes. There's
no doubt. You're wearing a face diaper at this point. Yeah.
You're psyching yourself up to go. It's never mind the maniacs on the road, because people are absolute lunatics out on the road these days.
Yeah.
To the point where, in the past, if someone cut me off, I'm laying on the horn, probably giving the middle finger. Now everyone's so hopped up.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, there's still that temptation, but I'm just kind of like, you know what? I'll probably let it go.
Yeah.
But that's, like you said, psych yourself up. I'm going to leave the house and get to the car and put it again with your face diaper on and then drive your car proudly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's.
I have to somehow work that into my 12 days of Christmas this year. I got to come up with, last year was 12 days of COVID. So.
We got some time.
Yeah, I'll have to think it through. All right, what else you got here?
I mean, you brought up the market, and as you said, the rate of return that we're seeing, the S&P, we had a pretty high day yesterday because, core CPI came in 0.1% lower than what they were expecting. And
funny how that works.
Right.
Now they want the economy to suck for the market to go for.
Now it's, but the amazing thing, though, too, is you go shopping.
Yeah.
And you're just like, again, for necessities. Yeah. Well, where's the prices dropping? They're not.
They're not. No.
They're not. Not on food.
That's not ever going to happen. We're here. If you look back at the 70s, when we went through that surge in inflation, we didn't go backwards. Mm-mm. It starts with labor, it starts with gas prices, but then it starts with labor. You hire somebody from $17 an hour, they're not going to 12.
No.
They're not.
You're not going to see a rescinding in the prices. But one of the things I would do with clients, with the reviews is I'll say like, look, here's where the S&P is year to date.
Yeah.
But then I pull up, here's the guts of the S&P in terms of the weighting of the portfolio of the 500 companies. Well, it's like 503 stocks because there's a couple of share classes respectively with Google.
Yeah.
And then I break down and I said, look, Microsoft right now is number one. Well, why are they up AI? Then you have Apple. Then you have NVIDIA, another AI stock.
Yep.
And that's what I'll say, like, look, if the market's up 15, you've got the top 30%, which are pulling, again, it's really a handful of stocks that are pulling the return.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was even on, Fox Business last week, where if you take out, not the cherry pick data.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of the market's negative or flat.
Right.
And that's the big thing, I say to everyone that I work with, I go, at any age, you don't need to start chasing returns.
Yeah, you got
to
be careful.
By chasing risk.
That's right.
Especially if it's off of a handful of stock. Yeah. Like you said, it's being diversified. It's staying the course. Doesn't mean you don't make tweaks. Doesn't mean, as we do with Independent Solutions, you rebalance.
Rebalance, yeah.
Take some profits, especially as the year's wrapping up. That's what I've been saying with clients too. Even if you push it to the side, I'm not saying let's take a distribution.
Yeah, yeah.
But lock in some of the gains.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like you said, with AI, like that's propelled the market so far year to date.
Yeah.
But again, folks, just don't start chasing.
No, that's what
at any age.
We even see it with financial advisors. They'll go into our growth portfolio, mm-hmm. then growth will go out of favor, and they'll go into the value portfolio. It's like, no, you need to
do both.
Almost, yeah, you do both, and then you almost do the opposite, right? Mm-hmm. Value is out of favor right now.
That's exactly it.
The old school dividend stocks are out of favor.
No one wants them.
Probably an opportunity to go out and buy some of that
stuff. Yes.
The other thing from a positive standpoint from the investors is, you know, we had very short-term bonds in our portfolio over the last 5 years, and those bonds now are getting renewed. Mm-hmm. They were earning 1% a year ago. Now they're earning 5 yeah. and a quarter, right? So there's definitely going to be a lot more cash flow coming into some of these portfolios. And, you know, I've been even telling clients, like, okay, Mrs. Smith, you keep $100,000 in your bank account. That's your security. No problem. Keep $100,000 in your bank account, but go down to the bank yeah. and make sure they're paying you 4%.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's over the years, last few years, if I had a dollar for every time somebody said the bank was screwing me, I'd say, what do you mean? Oh, they're paying me 0.2%. They're borrowing my money for free. And I'm like, yeah, they're paying you 0.2, yeah. but they're earning 0.3 on the other side. There's not huge margins right now. Now
there is.
Back then, now there is, right? Yeah. Now they're paying you 1% and they're going out and buying treasuries at 5. Mm-hmm. I mean, the spreads are huge, right? So if you don't go down to your bank and just spend 2 minutes, they're never going to call
or
you.
Or even with our advisors, with the CDs that are out there.
Yeah.
Out of doing this for 18 years, and that's another thing I would say with clients and reviews, you're seeing risk-free stuff like CDs, the Fidelity government, you know, money market yeah. that we have inside of our portfolios, 4%, 5%, you know, 5.25% for a one-year CD.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, but then if you look at a balanced portfolio, you look at a balanced mutual fund, you're getting a little bit less and you have more risk.
Yeah.
So take advantage of, like you said, the risk-free returns. That's if right. you've got $100,000 in the bank, Mrs. Smith, 50.
Yeah.
Do you think 50, you're going to run through the other 50 in the next
right.
year?
Right. Buy a CD.
Yeah, probably not.
First of all, CDs are liquid. I mean, there's a penalty if you get out.
Correct.
Yeah. You still, that's right. You got to be proactive with it. Let's wrap it up there. 833-FIN-GUYS. If you need us, Ron Reinstein with me. Hopefully you're going to host some of these shows
Let's stop up. Do that.
All right.
It's fun.
833-FIN-GUYS. Need us throughout the week. Our website, thefinancialguys.com. Don't forget about our one-stop financial shop, whether it comes to our Medicare team. It's the season for that, folks. So make sure you get your complimentary consultation with some AHIP certified reps. Our home and auto division, give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money. It's so easy, a liberal could do it. And of course, whether you're looking for certified financial planners, registered investment advisors, we have a very deep bench, chartered financial analysts, and we can help with you, your retirement portfolio, your 401k plans, your IRA accounts. We can help. 833-FIN-GUYS. We'll see you next week.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys, LLC is strictly prohibited.